episode 1392, Can We Talk?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Friday, and guess what? You made it. It's my second favorite day of the week. That means because it's almost Saturday, which makes it the weekend. We're falling back, and it's Confessions of an Upset Mama. Can we talk? Come on, let's get down to business. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, nothing stops a mother's heart faster than hearing her child say, "Can we talk?" The heart rush of good and bad flows quickly. What now? Children have a way of scaring the pants off you, whether they mean to or not. Can we talk? Might be the lead into, I need you. But as soon as they exclaim, can we talk? There's no turning back. You're all in. Deep breaths are taken, and you try to remain calm, waiting for the bomb to drop, because you know it's going to happen. All the while, your mind is like scrambled eggs. Could it be this? No, maybe this. Oh, surely not. I hope not. What if it's this? How should I respond? Our children have no idea how they affect our blood pressure. Oh my goodness, mine have no idea. Well, actually they do. The older they get, I share with them a little bit more, and they're like, oh mom, we're so sorry. You want to feel alive? Just have your child say, can we talk? Sure enough, that's exactly what I heard. I attempted to interpret her tone of voice. Is this an I'm in trouble voice? Or is it just a I need to hear and an ear voice? Regardless, I was on edge, waiting for the bomb to drop. I knew it was going to. However, I already determined to respond in love with no judgment. What could it be? What could it be? When our children test us, we are being stretched. I do my best to look at it as what God is teaching me. My hope is that it will keep me level-headed, but that's not always the case. In fact, probably far from being close to always. How much do your children keep you on your toes? Do you feel strangled by their doings and decisions? It's easy to give ourselves grades being a parent based on what our children do right and what they do wrong. We hang our head low when they do wrong and hope no one asks how things are going. And then we can't keep our mouths shut when they're accomplishing something great. We just want to spread it all over social media. Post here, post there. Look at this. Look how great I am. Come on, be honest. It is confession day. Why is it that we let our children determine the worth of us as a parent? God sees you for who you are. No comparison, no rights, and no wrongs. We need to do the same for our children. See our children as God sees us. That is your Kiss the Keep It Simple strategy. See your child as God sees you. God desires to raise you up to be the child he created. I'm sure you haven't already lived up to the potential that he's like, I created this woman for better. And she's not quite there yet, but I'm still believing that she's going to do it because I created her on purpose for a purpose. That's what God says, right? As he looks at you in through his eyes, he wants to train you up so when you are in the world, you will not separate from him. Parents think by having perfect children makes them perfect, or at least makes them look better than what they see in themselves. Is that what happens to you in your parenting? In your leadership skills around the house? Because you are a leader in the household. We don't talk about parenting that way, but a parent is a leader in the household. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you're a CEO of your family. You are a leader in your family. You have to obtain leadership skills. But we don't look at ourselves as leaders, do we? We just think that, oh my gosh, I'm just trying to get through the day without pulling my hair out and without having the kids kill each other. Literally, we have those days. Let's be honest. God did not bless you with a child to influence how others see you. God blessed you with a child so you would do the same for your child as he does for you. So drop the selfish act. Yes, that's harsh, but we're real and raw here. We don't need to pretend. God doesn't pretend with us, so we're not going to pretend with each other. Drop the selfish act and see your child as God sees you. So what does that really look like? How do you put that into practice? Number one, listen with a forgiving heart. God will give you the strength and endurance to get you through anything. It doesn't matter what it is. I haven't commented much on the horrific shooting of the synagogue in Pittsburgh. And it just breaks my heart. And I think about how his family, the shooter's family, should feel. And some people say, whoa, why are you going there? What about the victims and their families? Oh, I've been praying about them since the first time I heard about it. But you see, there's also another family that's suffering because there's a mom to the shooter. And that mom is having to go through things that, honestly, she didn't necessarily create this man that he is. He made his own choices. And I'm not here to say what's right or wrong, because what happened is totally wrong. But we forget that there's two sides to everything. We judge a person by their child's action. Is that really fair? No, it's not. Because as our child grows up, it's our job as a parent to train them up so when they go out, they will not stray from God. Do we always get it right? No, but remember, there's free will and there's a choice. So as a parent, we cannot harshly judge ourselves whether we're good or bad based on what our children do. So if you want to see your child as God sees you, you've got to listen with a forgiving heart. We don't understand the pain. We can't understand the pain that those families are suffering of all the individuals lost that day. But we can pray for them. And even in that horrific tragedy, God will give you the strength and the endurance to get you through anything, including something as horrific as that. And no one should have to go through that. No one should. And I would ask that you join with me in prayer for those families and the healing of that community. For the parents who have lost a son or daughter. See your child as God sees you. I promise you, God will give you strength. Sometimes we underestimate God's power, but he is the creator of all. He will give you exactly what you need when you need it, and you are stronger than what you think. So stand up, mom. You're a mom. A woman on a mission. A woman of impact. You can do all things great when you have God on your side. So listen with a forgiving heart. Number two, respond in love and in discipline. Train him or her up. God does it to us. He stretches us. When we do something wrong, oh, he lets us know. Well, at least he lets me know. I'm not sure about you, but I know God says, all right, Christine, we've got to have a talk here. And things happen. He puts things in order. He makes sure I understand we're to do the same, but we're to do it in love and in discipline. And finally, number three, invest in your child. Be present. Make your child a priority by giving of your time and your focus. A lot of parents think that they're spending time with their children. In reality, they're not. You go to their game, but all you're doing is talking to your neighbor next to you and your girlfriend. You have no idea what's going on in the game. And your child comes out, oh, you played an awesome game. Mom, did you see me do that? Oh, yeah, hon, you were great. Really? This is calling it like it is, because I honestly believe that we as parents, sometimes we just let the day go by without us being involved. We're not present. We think we are. We think we're really invested, heart, mind, body, and soul. But we're not. We're just getting through the day. And yes, I get it. You may have those days, but you can't claim them every day. God made you stronger than that. See your child as God sees you. I get it's not an easy thing to raise a child. And sometimes it feels like an impossible task. Maybe more seasons than not. You can count the terrible twos. You can claim the preteens to the teens. And then you can claim, oh my gosh, now they're out in the real world and I'm still not getting any sleep. I don't know where you are in your walk when it comes to parenting. But did you know you never give up that job? God never gave up that job on you. He will always be your Heavenly Father. We are always a parent. That title, that position, that responsibility is never taken away from you. So it is challenging. And sometimes it can feel very alone. And it can be almost to the point of suffocating because you don't know what to do. And then you hear the question, can we talk? And it's like, I don't think I can take another thing. You can. If you're needing help with family, structuring how you need to go about things, sometimes it's just changing the way you word sentences, changing your vocabulary. Seems simple, but it takes effort. And sometimes we don't always see it because we're in the middle of the mess. If you want some help in regards to reaching out and training up your child, click on the link, Take Aim, in the show notes. I have a free coaching call for you. It's complimentary. There's absolutely positively zero goose egg charge for our time together. And I promise you, you will be rewarded for your time. But you have to be the one to step out. And I know that takes courage. But when you're a woman of impact, when you're a mom on a mission, nothing is impossible. So click on that link. I cannot wait to hear from you. So as I listened with an open heart, my daughter told me that she's no longer taking her medication and she's been approved for an emotional support animal. You're a grandma to a granddog, Bentley. Deep breaths, much love. I heard her heart and her desire to do what was best for her. So I'm a grandma to a granddog, Bentley. We have a new puppy in the family, a golden retriever. Would I have said that was a good or bad decision? Not for me to make. But it is for me to see my child as God sees me. God hears your heart when you're doing what's best for you. See your child as God sees you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.